Mordecai Vanunu, the man who revealed secrets about Israel's nuclear program, walked out of prison today after serving 18 years for espionage. Emotions boiled over outside the Shikma prison in the southern coastal city of Ashkelon. Protesters hurled abuse at Israel's most famous whistleblower. Supporters celebrated his release and said travel restrictions imposed on Vanunu would be challenged in court. NPR's Julie McCarthy was in Ashkelon.
Pandemonium broke out the moment Mordecai Vanunu emerged from behind the prison walls where he'd been detained from the time he was 31. Now 49, the man known as Israel's atomic spy was assailed by angry crowds. They pounded the windows of his car and shouted, "There is no justice." Police ran alongside, fending off the attack against the man peace campaigners considered a prisoner of conscience, but who most Israelis still regard as a traitor. A poll published today showed 47% still want Vanunu in jail. Yaakov Cohen is among them.
Of course I'm against him. He's a traitor. He should die. It's enough that we have all the world against us to have him help our enemies.
Once a junior technician at Israel's off-limits Dimona nuclear plant, Vanunu broke the secrecy of Israel's nuclear capability, divulging classified information to the Sunday Times of London in 1986. He paid for it with 18 years of jail. Vanunu maintained he acted out of conscience to expose Israel's nuclear weapons program, a program that Israel still neither confirms nor denies. Upon his release, Vanunu was unrepentant and walked from prison waving the victory sign like a prize fighter who had survived. He was defiant when asked whether Israel needs nuclear weapons.
I said Israel don't need the nuclear arms, especially now that all the Middle East is free from nuclear weapons. Iraq don't have a nuclear weapon, Libya, Iran, Egypt, all the Middle East is free from nuclear weapons. Only Israel still have secrets.
Vanunu has been called the brandished sword of the anti-nuclear battle. The heckling competed with cheers and songs from among several hundred supporters who had come from around the world to express solidarity with him. Vanunu's backers and legal counsel reject the government's line that he has secrets yet to be disclosed and thus cannot be allowed to leave the country, visit foreign embassies, or hold contact with foreigners without prior approval. Supporter British MP Jeremy Corbyn says Vanunu is no threat to Israel's security.
What I think he is a threat to is an example, because he's telling the world that Israel has weapons of mass destruction. He's personally paid a huge price for being prepared to tell the truth about that, and they don't want an Israeli citizen campaigning around the world for nuclear disarmament.
Upon his release, Vanunu headed for church. A convert to Christianity, he recently said that Judaism and Islam were backward religions and that the Israeli state ought to give way to a Palestinian one. Filmmaker Nissim Musak has produced a documentary about Israel's most famous prisoner and says more than treason or espionage, it is Vanunu's conversion that rankles Israelis most.
I mean, the fact that he betrayed his nation and betrayed his religion, it makes him the worst man for Israelis. They don't even want to go deep to who is the man and what's his story.
Julie McCarthy, NPR News.